USA Radio News.
Two people were killed and 14 wounded in a shooting at a nightclub in Norway's capital. A suspect believed to be the sole perpetrator was apprehended. It is not immediately clear what the motive was for the attack. Multiple companies, including Walt Disney and Facebook parent Meta Platforms, Inc., announced they will cover employees' expenses if they have to travel for abortion services after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court decided to abolish the 1973 ruling that recognized a woman's constitutional right to an abortion, now limiting or banning and, in some states, criminalizing the procedure. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The U.S. Justice Department has charged a former Army pilot for selling secrets related to U.S. aircraft technology to the Chinese government for 5 years. According to a press release, the retired helicopter pilot pleaded guilty in San Diego, California federal court to acting as an unregistered foreign agent and to lying on national security background checks. The 67-year-old allegedly sold sensitive aviation information to those agents for more than $22,000. The Army is lowering one of its barriers to enlisting. U.S. Army Secretary issued a new policy allowing soldiers to have small tattoos on their hands, ears, and necks. It's the first change since 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention released travel advisory updates for several countries, Romania and Sweden, both countries previously classified as level 3 high risk, are now at a level 2 moderate. Level 2 moderate risk is reserved for countries that have reported just 50 to 100 COVID-19 cases per 100,000 residents in the past 28 days. Earlier this month, the CDC announced they would no longer require air passenger traveling from a foreign country to the United States, negative COVID-19 tests, or documentation of recovery from COVID-19 before they board their flight. Dozens of Russian missiles rained down on military facilities in western and northern Ukraine. The governor of the region in western Ukraine said in a video posted online that 6 missiles were fired, with 4 hitting the base and 2 being intercepted and destroyed before hitting their target. There were no casualties. This is Europe's biggest land conflict since World War II entered its 5th month. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.